USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will reduce forces in Afghanistan and Iraq in the coming weeks.
January 15, 2021, American troops in both countries will go to 2,500 personnel.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien talking to reporters. O'Brien continues.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats and they'll deter our foes.
Rockets were also fired at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad moments after the partial withdrawal announcement was made. Senators had a chance to question Twitter and Facebook CEOs on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy putting it this way.
But you're censoring right and left, trying to make both sides happy, and you're making neither side happy.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
One of the nation's biggest parties will look different in 2021. City of New Orleans spokesman Bo Tidwell saying during next year's Mardi Gras, the iconic parades will not be allowed to roll.
I want to be very clear. Mardi Gras 2021 is not canceled. It is going to look different. We know that what we celebrate next year is not going to look like it's looked at any other year.
Tidwell continues.
This is going to be a completely different year for us. It's going to be a different year for New Orleans. It's going to feel different. It has to be different. Given the public health emergency that we face, given what we know, we can't proceed as if nothing has changed.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Ohio-Nebraska-based railroad company saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, told the court on Tuesday he aims to represent the Trump 2020 campaign in its case to bar Pennsylvania from certifying ballots. It's unclear whether Giuliani himself will make the arguments before the court, but one thing is certain, according to Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany, there's a whole bunch of hypocrisy regarding Democrats.
4 years of investigating. We had a special counsel. We had the FBI, Peter Strzok, looking into this before the president was even president, trying to frame him, essentially. We barely scratched the surface, and we get hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, real credible allegations of fraud. And meanwhile, we're criticized for just saying, let's shine a light on the system. Meanwhile, they get 4 years of peddling and baseless conspiracy theories and turn out absolutely nothing.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. Nearly 90,000 claimants have filed allegations of sexual abuse against the Boy Scouts of America. Most of the claims fall between the 1960s and the 1980s, before the Boy Scouts began mandatory criminal background checks for all staff and volunteers. The Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy in February because of the sexual abuse lawsuits. Support for stricter gun laws hit a four-year low, according to Gallup, a poll finding that 57% of Americans favor stricter gun laws, down 7 points from just last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.